What's up, you guys? Welcome back to Girl Scene. It's Blake and Madison.
Yo.
You know, every single weekend we are recording, and for the past like 4 weekends, I'd say, you know, when you're just like in a funk and you can't get out of it, that has been my vibe every single weekend. And I keep telling Maddie, like, I'm not in the mood to record. And she's like, bro, like, what's going on? Like, are you good or not? And I was like, honestly, I don't think so. And I'm not acknowledging the fact that I'm like low-key depressed.
Yeah, we had to have a moment today where we just sat down and we're like, hey, you know, let's just speak. Let's speak what's going on.
Yeah, because it's like I want to record with you guys and I want to be like my best self and like just like, you know, have fun and like do the thing or whatever. But like I don't want to ignore the fact that this is actually how I feel, because this is like real shit, you know?
Real shit.
Yeah, I'm like, I can't be like, hey, yeah, bro, like I went to a fucking party and like now I'm living my best fucking life and like, yeah, I'm fucking rich and living my, you know, tits out. Like, no.
Out tits out.
Yeah, it's just like, that's not the vibe recently. Yeah. Like, yeah. To be completely frank, I've been fucking crying every other day. Yeah. Like, very depressed.
Yeah. Every weekend, I'm like sitting here ready, just waiting, like, Blake to be like, all right, let's hit the fucking, you know, let's hit the town. And every Saturday night, she's like, I'm just going to stay home.
I say I'm going to stay home. Sometimes I end up staying home. Other times, it's like, you know, when you're like, emotional, you're like 100,000%, or you're like zero.
Yeah, yeah.
That's been me. It's been like, I'm either like, no, I'm like down and out and I'm in my fucking bed all night.
Yeah.
Or I'm like, no, let's fucking rage and
true.
Like distract my brain with anything and everything so that like I don't have to face how I'm actually feeling when I'm alone.
Ripping some cacti on a fucking Wednesday night, you know?
Yeah, truly. Like my work gave me a few days off and like I'm like, you normally would be excited about this. And I'm like, no, that means I'm going to face my feelings during this time. And I don't really feel like doing that right now because I'm depressed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We mentioned on this podcast a few times.
Just a few.
That my dear friend here needs professional help, you know?
I do. And there's no shame in that.
No, not at all. I'm not shaming you.
No, I know. I know. It's like, I know I need it, bro. It's just like, I'm realizing that like, hey, it's okay to not be okay every second.
Oh, bro.
Because like my whole goddamn life, I've just been like, no matter what you throw at me, I'm chilling. I'm good. I'm coasting, bro. But like, I'm low-key not coasting right now.
You're high-key not coasting.
I'm not.
At all.
I'm just...
You're like beached. You're so not coasting, you're fucking beached.
Beached motherfucking anorexic whale, because I won't eat a goddamn thing.
Ordered pizza tonight. I was like, do you want to have some? Guarantee she says no. What did she say? No.
And then I get here and I, of course I like down a slice because I'm starving.
Pizza get here. She's like, actually, can I have a bite?
Starving. Okay. Anyway, so I just wanted to get that out of the way. I guess it kind of relates to like what girls go through when they go through. I don't even want to call this a breakup because I don't feel like I had a girlfriend and we broke up, but I do feel like it is a breakup of sorts in the sense that like I was hanging out with someone a lot and it ended, not abruptly, but it ended. Mm-hmm. And I am ignoring the fact, or I'm pretending that like I shouldn't feel badly about that, or I shouldn't feel some type of way about that when I do. And
why do you feel like you have to not feel? Why do you feel like you're having to like pretend that like
it's not
whatever?
A thing?
Yeah.
Because it wasn't a thing.
But it was.
It was, but it also, like, I don't want to give it that much credit. Like, I don't want to sit here on my podcast or our podcast.
Excuse me, I'm also a co-host on this podcast?
I meant in relation to other people. Like, I don't want to sit on our podcast and, like, give people credit when I'm trying to get over shit.
But this isn't about that person.
I know. And like, that's the thing. I'm just kind of like putting my pride aside for a second and being real, because it is something that's on my mind. And like, I feel like if I were to come on here and talk about some bullshit story I went through over the weekend without telling the backstory, it's kind of like, you know, being cheap on my own podcast.
Well, yeah, I just, it doesn't feel, I mean, this is what you said. You never want to feel like not genuine to the audience, to yourself, to me, fucking anybody. And I agree. Like, that's why, yeah, like before we sat down, like I said, like we were, I was just kind of like, bro, like, let's just like talk about how you're feeling. You know, I know you don't want to talk about it. I know you don't want to, feel this sense of your pride, feeling this sense of like, I don't want to waste airspace anymore on this person because it's like, it's over and you're just trying to move on. So why keep fucking talking about it? But also too, the more that you resist it when like you do need to address it and you do need to at least like give it a moment, that's probably making it worse, probably compounding. Well, it's just prolonging your healing.
Yeah, it's prolonging. I guess it is prolonging my healing. And like the behavior that so many of us do, that I'm currently doing, that my friends are recognizing, is girl hopping.
Yeah.
So, of course, I don't want to face my emotions because why the fuck would I want to do that? Right? So what am I doing instead? Back on my bullshit, texting every bitch in my phone book to come to my house. Yo. Okay?
The revival of Yo Come Over has commenced.
It's back, bitches. Yeah. It's motherfucking back.
So ladies, please immediately download Hinge.
Oh no, I deleted Hinge.
Oh, that's right.
I forgot. Part of my emotional roller coaster was to delete my dating app.
Sure.
That happened 2 days ago.
Okay.
Can't say I'm not going to re-download it in 2 days, right?
Tomorrow?
Maybe. Maybe tonight. We never fucking know.
Yeah, straight up.
So, of course, the classic go-to when you're going through an emotional state of your, whatever you want to call it, breakup, getting over a girl, talking to a girl for a long time, whatever the fuck you're doing. And then the move is to go to girl hop. And I always heard about lesbians doing this and I was like, bro, that can't be real. Mm-hmm. Because I've been dating guys forever. Mm-hmm. And like when I would break up with a guy, if there was a guy that I was remotely interested in, like it, like right after, it just didn't happen. Like it just didn't happen.
Like you didn't immediately start hooking up with another guy when you broke up with
a
guy.
Yeah, I would hook up with a guy, but like it was never like emotional.
Okay.
And I feel like with girls, like it's been that way.
Well, yeah, because I think a relationship between girls is built on emotions.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, I think that like physical, you know, the physical aspect of like relationship between women obviously is a huge part. Well, again, speaking for myself, it is a huge part for me. But yeah, I think it's so impossible to have a relationship with a girl, which is another point, another topic that we'll talk about at another time, where like it can't just be like chill.
No.
It can't just be like, hey, what's up?
Nope.
Hey, can't, what you doing? Nope. Hey, let's go get a fucking smoothie and go to the beach and not fucking go down on each other. Nope. You know?
Can't do it.
Yeah.
So exactly what Maddie just said. So that's exactly what I've been doing. I don't want to say the word rebounding because that sounds like fucking mean. And like, that's not what I'm doing. I'm hanging out with a girl that I connect with on, like, we have a lot of fun together. We laugh together and we hook up, but I'm not like, we're not going to date each other. Because she broke up with a 5-year girlfriend literally a week before she met me. Dead ass a week before she met me.
And then like 2 weeks after she moved here.
Yeah. And she was in New York and then she moved to LA. And then like she's here for a week. Mm-hmm. And then we started hanging out. Within the first fucking week, she slept in my house 3 times.
She had a toothbrush.
She had a fucking toothbrush in my goddamn bathroom.
Crest, baby. Fucking Crest.
Oh, yeah.
Toothbrush.
And guess what? I bought that shit just in case a girl were to sleep over after I asked her to come over to my house. Am I well in the head? Am I well in the head?
Abso-fucking-lutely not.
Okay? Didn't even know who it was going to be for at the time that I bought it, but I bought it thinking I might need this shit.
You just needed to be locked and loaded.
Yeah. I mean, could I? Right?
I mean, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, no. It's not okay. It's not okay. But guess what?
Oh.
Ended up working out.
Ended up.
Right?
Getting used.
Ask me how many times I've had an extra toothbrush at my house since I've been born. Oh. The answer is zero.
Literally zero.
Zero.
You haven't had paper towels here straight up in 4.5 weeks.
Still don't have them, baby. Still don't have them.
She literally uses like cocktail napkins to like wipe down the table.
I'm using a napkin right now that says sip, sip, hooray.
Oh, wow.
All right.
We from, took it there.
From New Year's Eve that I didn't purchase.
Is it black and white striped with gold on it?
Of course.
Of course.
Sparkles? Of course. So that is what's happening right now. She, and this is how it started. It started on me being emotionally fucked up. This girl that I'm getting over, we got into a fight. Literally that night. This is how quickly this shit happens, right? Literally that night, I hit up this girl because I matched with her on a dating app. Didn't know shit about her, but we talked for like a day or two. And I was like, yo, come over. Because I needed a distraction. Yeah. And I was pissed.
Yeah.
So she ended up coming over. And then she came with her friend she came with two of her friends and we're like all hanging, whatever. And I thought she was cool, but I was just like, my mind was just like somewhere else.
Yeah.
And then whatever, I get a text message, hour in tonight, let's go fuck in the bathroom.
Hold on. Could you repeat that for me? 1 hour into the night.
Okay, 1 hour into the night. Mind you, an hour prior to her coming over, I'm like that fucking meme, right? Where you're crying and you're putting concealer under your eyes. I'm crying and then I'm putting concealer under my eyes. And then I send a text message to come over to my house to a random girl. That was me in real life, okay? Powder, concealer, under my eyes as they're filled up with tears an hour before I send this text message. Okay?
Okay.
Then I send the text message. She comes over. I get ready real quick. Put some fucking eye drops in.
Which flan did you throw on?
Oh, my classic go-to, the orange, nice. Orange, nice. Brown, whatever
nice.
One.
Nice.
Okay? Put on some mascara, put on a happy face, lift my titties up, and I let's hang out. Mm-hmm. I'm good, right?
Were you, though?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Okay? So then.
Just want to make that clear.
Hour into the night, sitting on the couch. And I, mind you, I give her a little heads up. I want to be friends because I felt a little, like, I didn't want to go fuck someone like immediately. I just felt like about that. I was like, I don't want to do that. But I want to hang out with someone just to get my mind off shit. She gets here. Hour into the night, I get a text message on my phone from across the couch. Let's go fuck in the bathroom.
In your bathroom.
In my bathroom.
In your own bathroom.
Yeah.
She's inviting you to go fuck in your own bathroom.
And I'm like, long story short, I said no, you know. I guess it's not a long story. I said no because I was like, I meant what I said about us being friends, whatever. 2 days later, we hang out again. Mm. Still emotional.
Mm-hmm.
I like her.
Mm-hmm.
She's funny.
Mm-hmm.
She's comfortable. She's cool. We have connection, whatever. So foreign. We have connection.
So foreign.
So foreign. I like her. Connection. She pretty. She had blue eyes.
Oh my God, I'm so bored. I'm fucking crying, bro.
I'm from Los Angeles. Okay? Born and fucking raised. So then, you know, as you spend time with someone more and more, when you're in an emotional state of mind and you're trying to distract yourself, you end up becoming, like, connected to a new person. Even if, like, you're not, like, meaning to, you just do because it's someone to confide in and someone to distract you, someone to hang out with. And now at this moment, I'm like, all right, so we hang out, we hook up. She sleeps at my house all the time. So do we date? And the answer is no.
Absolutely not.
The answer is no.
Yeah, it's not.
And it's like,
it's a big N fucking O.
Tell them why it's a big NL.
Well, but this goes back to the question that we were asking in the first place, or that we were talking about, of like how it can't just be like that. Mm-hmm. You can't just like cut it off right there. It can't be anything. Because this is also too what you were saying to me. We were talking about it before. You were like saying how you like feel bad for it. You know, mm-hmm. You feel bad for not like giving her. Yeah, I guess that
I'm
emotion.
Not all in.
You're not all in. You're not like. Yeah, trying to date, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, not that she's all in. I don't think... Because, I told you, she broke up with her ex, and I'm getting over something. So mm-hmm. It's kind of like, we're both in this state of, like, emotional distress, if you want to call it that. She knows this isn't right.
Yeah.
I know this isn't right. But, like, if you hang out with someone, you have chemistry with them, and you're comfortable with them, mm-hmm. It's very easy to get a crush on them and be like, as a girl,
yeah.
Be like, should we date now?
Right.
Right. And like, we both know that's not the right answer.
Yeah.
So then like literally last night, I was like low-key tripping about mm-hmm. like going, I was like sad because mm-hmm. been depressed. Okay.
Haven't left the house in a week.
Need yet. To go to therapy. Not eating. So I might post a bikini pic. Not eating. Depressed.
You're only allowed to post a bikini pic if that's the caption.
And tell you not guys eating. That I'm depressed. Okay? All right? That's why I have a six-pack right now. Not because I'm killing it at the gym. I mean, I am killing it at the gym, but I'm also not eating when I come home.
Literally, I talked to her at the end of the day. She's like, yeah, I had some mushrooms. I'm like, all right. Full nutritious meal. Love it. Love to hear it. How about some water? Yeah. What about that?
Yeah. So it's been interesting. It's been fun. So anyway, so yeah, we both know it's not right, but you're like, I get how girls girl hop and it's just like not healthy and it makes sense, but it's like, how do we, so basically the place we're in now is right mm-hmm. to just, I need to stop myself, mm-hmm. be okay with being sad, mm-hmm. being in my, like, you know, in my feelings and face that instead of distracting myself with a new girl. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like that is like the only thing that I'm used to doing is distracting my brain.
Well, yeah, but
which is also terrifying.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think that's a huge part of it, though, is that yeah, like there's no need for self-reflection or introspection or whatever when you've moved on to somebody else. Mm-hmm. My therapist tells me this all the time. People are the greatest distractions. Mm-hmm. People are the best, the easiest, the quickest, the fastest, the fucking perfectest, whatever, distraction mm-hmm. to anything that's going on in your life. Whether you're going through a breakup, whether you're stressed at your job, whether fucking whatever. Mm-hmm. People are the easiest distraction. And I think for some, I don't know why. And I will think about it constantly. But again, just like we've said, like, I feel like relationships between girls, like there's so much more, and I hate to use the term, but like codependent mm-hmm. because there is just like such an emotional, I don't know. There's just such a huge emotional aspect to mm-hmm. it that like feels like not only are you breaking up with somebody, you're not seeing them anymore, but also like you're not experiencing the feelings, the emotions, mm-hmm. the like ups and downs. Even if there were downs, like you're still like, well, I'm experiencing this with this person. Mm-hmm. And like, it's nice to experience mm-hmm. with somebody else, you know? Yeah. But yeah, all that is inhibiting your own ability to like stand on your own two feet, mm-hmm. to have your own experiences and to be, I don't know, somebody who can... Yeah, I don't know. Somebody function. who can function, who can be without somebody, you know?
Yeah, and what's so crazy about that is, like, I've never thought of myself as a codependent person. Like, I was great at being single. Mm-hmm. Like, I loved being single. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't know where that's coming from. I don't know if it's because I've been used to, like, having someone to call and, like, hang out with, and now I don't mm-hmm. in, like, a romantic way. So, yeah, that's, like, my number one go-to. And which is another reason why I deleted my dating apps is because I would literally, you guys, I had this realization over the weekend. I was like, what the fuck am I doing? I literally woke up. I would wait. This is, I've dead ass my fucking routine. And it's embarrassing to admit, but like, this is what
go
I
off,
would do.
Go off.
Wake up, go on Instagram, scroll Instagram for an hour, like which made me feel shitty, obviously, mm-hmm. because social media is fake as fuck. And then I would go on Hinge and I would just be like swiping and like talking to fucking randos and whatever.
At 9 a.m.
Yeah, at fucking 9 a.m. And I would even make a joke of it. I would send messages to girls like, don't know why the fuck I'm on Hinge at 9 o'clock in the morning, but what's good, you know? And like literally, and then I go to work. In between my breaks, I'm back on Instagram. I get home, make dinner, back on Instagram, scroll TikTok. Like, I don't have a second to myself other than when I'm talking to you guys and like venting this shit mm-hmm. to actually like be in my feelings.
Yeah.
I act, and I'm doing it on purpose.
Yeah.
And it's not a good road to go down.
Yeah.
You know?
It's showing.
Truly. Like I'm having a manic moment.
Yeah.
Truly.
Yeah. We're all here for it. We got you. I mean, you know. Let's go ahead and let's open up that email. Let's go ahead and give those three therapists a call immediately. Immediately.
I know. And then like I get, you know, the message today about a bachelorette party. Someone else is pregnant that I went to high school with. And it's like, what the fuck am I doing? Again, comparing my life. And you know, the number one rule, don't compare your life to other people because everyone has their own path, right? Yeah. And that's exactly what I've been doing. That's all that social media is. It's a distraction from us being bored and in our own thoughts.
Yeah.
And human beings.
Should we just do like a full, like just in the middle of the wilderness, like off the grid reset kind of situation?
Maybe. I think that would be helpful.
Do you think you could handle that?
No.
Okay.
But like I've glamped. I've gone glamping.
Don't ever say that again. Straight up. I never want to hear the word glamped come out of your mouth again.
Went bougie camping.
Oh my God, where?
Almost fell in the fireplace. Tumbled into the fireplace. And mind you, I stayed back that day. And I sat by the fire while everyone else went on a little night hike. You know why I stayed back? Because I got hurt earlier in the day. And then I stayed back and I almost fell in the fucking fire. Imagine you stay home because you're hurt. Imagine you stay at the campsite because you're hurt from earlier in the day. I like almost broke my fucking toe at the beach. And then I stay there and I almost tumble into the fire. I may as well just gone on the fucking hike. I would have been safer there.
You should have been the fucking leader of the hike at that point. Like,
yeah.
All right. So we're going to talk about our feelings a little bit more. We're going to have a little bit more time to ourselves.
Yeah. We're going to stop. That's why I think it's a good step deleting some form of social media. Yeah. I think TikTok is next. And then I won't delete Instagram because I want there to be a platform for our podcast. Uh-huh. But like, I am a firm believer in like getting the fuck off social media every now and then.
Yeah.
Because it's truly helpful.
Yeah.
And like we will not girl hop.
Sure.
Yeah.
We're going to get over a relationship before we move on to another one.
Correct. And okay. I am going to be okay standing on my own 2 feet again.
Yeah.
Like I was when I was straight 0.4 seconds ago. Okay.
Truly, you guys, 0.4.
Yeah.
It's still 0.4, even as time progresses.
It's not even our year anniversary yet.
Our year anniversary, I'm crying.
I have my gayness. Oh. Let us know what you're doing to,
be healthy.
Yeah, to be healthy. Yeah.
You know?
We're looking for health
2021.
And I know last episode I said play games till you die, and I still mean that. But like in a way where you're not going to like...
Yeah.
Not be well.
Yeah.
You know, there's a healthy balance of games.
Play games, but also see a therapist.
But also tell your therapist what you did.
Yeah.
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 All right, you guys. We'll see you on the next one. Girl Scene Pod on Instagram.
Yep.
Blake_Aaron_
You Madison. Always do the same pitch. Madison Howe.
Cool. All right. Give us 5 stars. Love you.
Later. Peace.